talking about online information warfare, everything we were just mentioning. Here's a couple of slides here showing teaching people how to discredit a target or how to discredit a company. You know, setting up honey traps, changing photos on social media network sites. For the company, it's like stopping their deals and ruining business relationships.
They're repeating history. What happens is every 100 years, the people start waking up, so they have to erase history with the mud floods and all this stuff. And it's happening now, and because the gig is up, and they're desperate.
Hey, friends, welcome back. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report. That was Hope, my researcher friend from Morocco, and artist Victor Hugo. And in this one, guys, we really break down the divide and conquer tactics of the enemy, the gaslighting, and the fifth generation warfare. I want to thank you also very much for tuning in. This one runs a bit long, but I think it's interesting and worth your time. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. We've told you the truth about the destruction and the demise of the US dollar and its purchasing power on this channel for more than a decade. So how do you feel about leaving your money in the bank? Not great, right? It's losing value every single day because it's being debased. So if it's stressing you out, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real, tangible wealth. And by the way, gold just broke a new all-time high in USD. There isn't a company on the stock market that was around 2,000 years ago, but guess what? Gold was. It's a reliable, dependable, and authentic way to protect your wealth. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They always have your back. Noble Gold Investments is the same. Their American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. Now, there's no guarantee of any kind with any investment, so do your own due diligence, but you'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you from Noble Gold. So no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to claim your gold coin. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here with a very, very important broadcast with two good friends of mine. Are you tired of the divide and conquer tactics? Are you tired of the gaslighting, the gang stalking? Do you guys know what fifth generation warfare is? Well, we're going to get into all of it today and much, much more with my good friends, Hope from FTWproject.com. Hope, how are you? Welcome.
Doing great. Excited to be here. And this is going to be an awesome conversation.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. And Maverick artist Victor Hugo, who has been on the show once before with Hope. Victor, welcome back.
Hello, FBI, CIA, and ADL. Just glad that you're tuning in. Hopefully you'll enjoy this broadcast.
You want to talk about gang stalking and gaslighting. Those are three agencies that are very, very good at doing just that. And I just want to show folks one thing. As we start this conversation, guys, you got to remember I launched my channel on YouTube in 2009 or 10, right in that range. But we've been at this a very, very long time. And early on when SGT Report became one of the top 10,000 most trafficked sites in the United States, we started getting attacked. Viciously attacked in the comments section with terrible ad hominems and really, really foul language, right? All directed at me, all directed at my listeners, and all directed at my guests. Well, guess what? I've been around the block, guys. Guess who was behind those attacks?
Recently, we've been receiving a truly absurd amount of hate comments. More than 60 of them during the last week alone. Some of these hate messages are long, detailed, venomous spiels, while others are just a single derogatory word or two. They've been left on almost every single thing we've published. This one from the name Pentagon Trash at pentagon.trash@hotmail.com. Here's another with the web address paid.shill@sgtreport.com. And take a look at this one from the name Bob Chapman is a crook at bobchapmanisacrook@retard.com. When people leave me a comment on my website, they also leave their IP address. So let's take a closer look at the IP addresses of these comments. The purple one, 17116116010, is from Concord, USA, near Oakland. The green one traces back to Weehawken, USA, near New York. The blue one traces back to near New York as well. And the red one is from near Oakland, California. And here's the rub. Every single one of these links has one critical thing in common. These IP addresses are on opposite sides of the country, but they have almost all originated from network space fully owned by none other than Bank of America. Look it up for yourself at the American Registry for Internet Numbers.
All right, I'll pause it there, guys. I'm coming back to my guests. Victor, do you realize that after I released that video, every single one of those attacks stopped cold overnight? Done. And why would Bank of America target little old SGT report? Well, because I cut my teeth talking about the Federal Reserve and the criminal private bank, which issues our money out of thin air and destroys our purchasing power. And what are we seeing now? A country and $34 trillion in debt, and people are now starting to panic, Victor.
I'm not surprised. I did a series called Bank of America Stole My Money when I found out that Bank of America was taking a penny from my bank account, and they figured that I wouldn't spend the half hour that it would take for me to get through to somebody in customer service who actually didn't laugh at me for saying, hey, by the way, I noticed that it's off by a penny. And it's not that I would miss that penny, because a penny is worth nothing nowadays. A dollar is actually worth a penny. But I started realizing that if they're taking a penny from me, they're probably taking a penny from a lot of people. And if you add up a penny a day by the thousands or millions of people that they're grifting from, or whatever, stealing from, that's not grifting, that adds up. So anyway, I did a painting that you could find at victorhugocollection.com. And you'll find that series. It's Bank of America Stole My Money. Yeah, they're stealing your money. And they realize that most people are either living out of a car, working three jobs. They have a wife and kids. They don't have time to spend. And now they're outsourcing. So you're dealing with people in the Brahmin class in India, or people in Thailand who you can barely understand. You'll spend an hour on the phone, and then you end up getting disconnected anyway. So most people just give up, and they're like, you know what? Just keep my penny.
Right.
But it adds
the point
up.
Is, right, they gaslight the American people and they manipulate the precious metals markets to the tune that the previous all-time high in silver was 50 in 1980. And here we sit in 2024 with silver at like 27 bucks. So they're stealing our lifeblood, right? They steal our labor. We exchange our labor for their fiat paper. They destroy the fiat paper, so we have no purchasing power. This is slavery. And Hope, I suppose that doesn't surprise you at all, right? That Bank of America would attack a conservative, a libertarian, a patriot, the way they did back in 2012. But I set them straight, and I'm here to tell you, I have been around the block. So this gang stalking, this gaslighting, this fifth generation warfare, divide and conquer tactic that now we see in the truth media, right? We see people turning against each other and infighting. It's not new to me, Hope.
I'm really glad that you saved that clip from, gosh, what was that, like over 10 years ago that you did
2012.
That? Yeah. So I'm really glad you saved that clip and that you let everybody know that when you made the clip and you confronted them with the record of it, that's when all of it stopped. And, you know, anybody that knows a little bit about my background story, I've been around the block too. I've had horrendous trolling done to me, and I recorded all of it just like you did. And that's what eventually made it stop. And that record of everything that happened that was done is still up and posted on the internet for anyone to go look at today. That is your weapon against these weapons that they're flinging at us and fifth generation warfare. So I'm glad that you shared that with people, because hopefully we can help others right now, because they're doing this to everybody. The operations are getting worse and worse. The mudslinging is getting worse, especially now that we are in an election year. They're going to pull out all kinds of crazy operations. And I think that people need to be just alert and aware that things are going to be going on, and they need to be able to recognize things as they come at us.
Yep. And let me show you one other thing. Let me show you one other thing, guys. So y'all know what happened to SGT report. At least those who followed me know. On October 15th, 2020, on the back of a Media Matters for America hit piece saying that YouTube was allowing creators to prosper and profit from conspiracy theories. Well, on that same day that Media Matters released that piece, YouTube terminated dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of channels that were in good standing and had no community guideline strikes. A week later, another Media Matters for America hit piece, this time about Patreon. Then I lose my Patreon account. So y'all need to do some critical thinking and think for yourself. The people you follow, do their trees bear fruit? Have their trees borne fruit for a decade, 2 decades? Okay, so here's some more nonsense. What happened to SGT Report? Listen to this. The popular YouTube channel SGT Report has been the subject of much speculation in recent months. The channel, which was founded in 2011 by Sean and Joe, who's Joe, has been a source of news and commentary on a variety of topics. Guys, this was just released November 2023. You want to talk about somebody who doesn't know how to do research? I mean, this is total gaslighting. In late 2020, the channel suddenly went dark with no explanation given. This sparked a flurry of speculation as to what happened to SGT Report. Some speculated that the channel had been taken down by YouTube due to its controversial content. True. While others suggested that the channel had simply been abandoned by its creators. I mean, who writes this crap? Give me a break. Then it goes on to talk about the acquisition of SGT Report by some disinformation group. Guys, I'm the real guy. I have a journalism degree. I have a family, been married to the same woman for 29 years. It'll be 30 years in July of next year. We have four children together, no divorces, no DUIs, no bankruptcies, an 850 credit score. I'm easy to figure out who I am, and I am the genuine article. Victor, your thoughts?
God bless you, Sean. You just disproved a troll that was on my channel, which you can find on my website, victorhugocollection.com. Just scroll to the bottom, BitChute and Rumble. Sean, you know that guy came on my channel and started claiming that you were faceless Sean and that you were a shill and that you're a Jew and all this other stuff. And I don't like blocking or censoring people because I'm really against censorship. I believe that even if I don't agree with the person, I should have enough of an open mind to explore what they're saying. But at the end, I had to block him because he was just getting ridiculous. He claims that you and I are homosexual lovers. Now, the thing is, for the audience that's listening, I'm actually living on the border with Russia. And I appreciate that I self-identify as a fat, black, Jewish, lesbian taco trapped in a man's body with Asperger's syndrome. I'm black from the waist down, and I'm like Michael Obama.
Don't even know what that means.
Well,
I can speculate, but I mean, come on.
I may be like Michael Obama from the waist down, but there's no way that my schmeckle will reach from Russia to Michigan. And as soon as he said that, I was like, you know what? There's no way. I mean, you just said you're married, you've got kids, you're not my lover. So I blocked them. If you're going to get on my channel and you're just going to waste my time with nonsense like that, I'm going to block you. You
know? Well, here's the purpose of that kind of gaslighting, that kind of lying, that kind of paid opposition. Here's the thing. Recall the piece I just showed y'all from 2012. Guys, that kind of harassment had gone on for about a year. And there were people on YouTube making videos about me that would be 3 and 4 and 5 hours long. And they're just going after everybody in the truth community. And I would be central to part of that, you know, criticism. And these people would get no views. I mean, videos every single day from one person in particular, every single day, 4, 5, 6 hour videos, 200, 300, 400 views. And I'm like, who's paying this person? Obviously somebody's paying them because you can't get any revenue from YouTube with 300 or 400 views. So what is this stuff in your view, Hope? What do you call it? Fifth generation warfare?
Yeah, they did that to me, Sean. I was an average of 9 videos a day made about me every single day for about 4 years. It was insane. And I went through YouTube, you know, copyright infringements, trying to get them to take the videos down and fighting and everything. And it was horrible. It's definitely fifth generation warfare. And that's what made me do all this digging and all of this research, because I needed some like logical answers for my own sanity, because I was like, who are these people? Who's waiting there with bated breath for me to post a new video so that they can smear it and re-upload it and put all kinds of names all over the top of it to make fun of me? You know, like, who's doing this? Within 5 minutes of uploading a video, there'd be 9 videos about me after that video went up that I put up there. So yeah, I got some stuff here I just want to share so people know what we're dealing with about fifth generation warfare and about the J-Trig slides, because what we're talking about here are all of these tactics that Edward Snowden released. He leaked these in 2014, and this was the actual training slides that were showing how they were training government agents to screw with people online with covert online operations. Let me go ahead and share my screen for just a second here. I just want to show you a couple of the slides so you can see where we're getting this information from.
Please do.
Okay, so this is fifth generation warfare, which, by the way, there's two different vectors of fifth generation warfare. One of them is the cyber vector, which is all the information war and all of the online stuff and the gang stalking. The other one is physical in aspects, which is the energy weapons and the frequency weapons. So we're going to talk about the cyber aspects here. And these are the actual slides. Okay, these are the slides from JTRIC that Edward Snowden leaked. If you just look at a couple of things that these say, like this is from, effects definition, using online techniques to make something happen in the real or cyber world. And they use something called the 4Ds: deny, disrupt, degrade, deceive. Here's a couple of slides here showing teaching people how to discredit a target or how to discredit a company. You know, setting up honey traps, changing photos on social media network sites. For the company, it's like stopping their deals and ruining business relationships. And check this one out. This is gambits for deception. So these are all these different tactics that they're training people on, saying, you know, you could do things like make sure the target looks where you look, or, you know, create effective stressors. You can do time shift and perceived behaviors, divorce the behavior from the outcome. Just manipulation tactics coming out the wazoo. Here's another one of the slides talking about things you can do to push a group of people together and things you can do to pull a group of people apart. And like I said before, this other slide here, this one's a hot mess. This was this giant flow chart with like dividing it up between individuals, psychology, professions, all kinds of stuff going on this chart, conspiracy theories. And this is their psychology. This is what they've been studying and perfecting in places like Tavistock for like over 100 years. This is how they manipulate groups of people, how they manipulate wars and countries. So this is exactly what we're looking at. It's not just the trolls. By the way, those trolls, these are sock puppet accounts. I don't know if you know about them, but they're sock puppet bot farms, click farms, and sim farms. This might be a little bit on the older side, because this, you know, this was happening to me back in like 2017. You know, when COVID hit, everything kind of changed for me. But, you know, for the 4 years prior to that, it was really hot and heavy with these SIM cards. So they would get all these different accounts to troll you and make it look like a whole bunch of people were putting thumbs down on your video, when it was really a bot account attached to a SIM card. And they would have these in all different places. Like, this is just one story where in the Ukraine, they took down a massive bot farm and they seized 150,000 SIM cards. So, and they're called sock puppets because they're not real, they're fake. And back then, there might've been a real person kind of operating all the different SIM cards. But now, I think AI is running all of these fake accounts, and it's the AI running scripts on your
video. I want to play in a second for you a clip from the new Greg Reese report. Oh, you can go back to that. I just want to let you know.
No, I was AI done.
AI is
was
a
done,
concern. Yeah. Okay, AI is very important. I want to play a clip from Greg Reese about that in Divide and Conquer Tactics in just 1 second. But let me just remind you all too, fascism. What is fascism, guys? So think about the Bank of America attack against SGT report. So fascism, corporations, intelligence agencies, military contractors, all working to discredit anybody that would dare question the establishment, anybody that could even be dreamt of as a threat to the establishment, they will try to destroy, because they don't want another 100 or 1,000 Alex Joneses. Say what you want about Alex Jones, you get my drift. They don't want another 1,000 Ron Pauls. Okay, so let me remind you all of something very important. This backs up exactly what Hope was just saying. And a lot of this goes down the memory hole. You all remember who Cass Sunstein was? Well, in 2009, Sunstein was named the head of the White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. And guess what one of his jobs was? To discredit anybody that would question anything coming out of officialdom in the White House, etc., under the Obama administration. So here's The Intercept. You can read all about it for yourself. Psychology, a new kind of sig dev, how covert agents infiltrate the internet to manipulate, deceive, and destroy reputations. Hope just described to you guys how they try to discredit a person and or a company. These are divide and conquer tactics. And you, dear listener, if you fall for it, if you jump in, if you join the bandwagon without doing your own research and doing your own critical thinking, you too are the target. You too are being manipulated by the gaslighting and the divide and conquer tactics. So I think this is a cautionary tale, Victor, for the audience. It's very easy to get whipsawed, especially when you see a bot army, but you don't know it's a bunch of bots and you believe everything that everybody's saying about, oh, so-and-so is bad. Oh, such and such a company is bad. I'm going to pile on too. I think people need to use their own critical thinking and do their own damn research, Victor, and precious few people do.
I totally agree, Sean. And I hope that the takeaway from this podcast for the viewers is that you've got to fight back. This is no longer the time for you to trust the plan. There is no plan. Stop sitting on your hands. Become active in your community. Start within your community and start naming names. If you go to school and you see that the teacher's a pedophile, why are you putting up with this? I mean, this is just unbelievable what's happened in what I call the United Slaves of America. They've lost their fighting spirit, and being outside of America, everybody is, honestly, they feel sad because the whole world loves the United States of America for which it stands. But it's no longer that. It's not a constitutional republic. It's a corporation. And like you said, it's a fascist state. And the whole world is praying for the United States. But at this point, they're fed up. Mm-hmm. And they're like, listen, if you guys aren't going to do anything about it, we're going to do it. Because what happens is, and this has been written, if you go back in history, Albert Pike wrote this. He was a Freemason. This is a satanic cabal. They've been around for centuries. They're repeating history. What happens is every 100 years, the people start waking up. So they have to erase history with the mud floods and all this stuff. And it's happening now. And because the gig is up and they're desperate. So we actually have them on the ropes. But what we need is to become united. At the end of every show, I said, united we stand, divided we fall. Never give up. Never surrender. Keep shining. Live, love, flow. And what I mean by live, love, flow is every morning you have the choice to either stay in bed and just be depressed and live your life isolated, or you can get out of bed and go face the world. And it's a harsh world. I get it. But if you face that world with love rather than hate and with fear, which is what they want you to have, they're trying to, like John Stewart says, us blacks and Jews need to get together to get whitey. And so a black guy hearing John Stewart will be inspired to grab a brick and hit a poor white guy minding his own business walking down the street over the back of the head with the brick. That's not any society that anybody should want to live in, regardless of your color or sex or anything. So if you live with love and then you flow together, you flow forward like a river. You don't go back. You keep going forward. And that's what they don't want. They don't want us to move forward because they know that there's free energy. We don't need to rely on debt slavery. You need to audit the Federal Reserve. You need to audit Fort Knox, and we can do it. That's the thing. They've made you so fearful, and they've demoralized the United Slaves of America to the point where they don't think they stand a chance, but they do. It happened before during the revolution. There has to be a revolution. This isn't going to be resolved with voting. Forget about that. The whole world knows that Biden was not elected, and they're gobsmacked that the United Slaves of America have allowed this to go on for so long. I mean, it's just the most ridiculous show. It's a demoralization. It's a humiliation ritual that the United States is being put on the world stage. Yeah. And I see it through the looking glass, and it's really, really pathetic. And I can say this as a veteran who loves my country, but I can't even go back to my country right now. And I have to renounce my citizenship, come back in as an illegal alien, and then I would get help because they're not helping the veterans. And I'm living proof. You know what they told me? They said I'd have to go to the Ukraine to get help, that I'd have to get to Kiev. So I'd have to walk through a war zone where I'd probably end up getting killed so that
conscripted into their war.
That's the advice that I was given.
This is part and parcel to the entire conversation, because without mentioning one specific person, Canada has an awful lot of problems as far as I can tell. Okay, first of all, they have a prime minister who's beholden to the queen and her privy council. Okay, so he doesn't represent the people. He's also probably the offspring of a communist by the last name of Castro. And they are now assisting in the suicide of veterans and depressed people and poor people and people who are really suffering in Canada. They won't assist those people with health care or solutions, but they will offer them assisted suicide. And yet some of the people in Canada who were previously, I thought, truthers, want to target little kind of microcosms on the internet and little groups to divide and conquer, as opposed to pointing the finger at their own criminal government and saying, hey, this is unacceptable. No more. How about make videos about that every day? How about make videos about the hijacked nature of NATO, which is encircling Russia and trying to bring about World War III? Hope that's my point. And I think you should tell the audience, without getting too specific, when you dig into some of these people who seem to be behind the divide and conquer strategies and tactics, what you uncover is kind of ugly.
Yeah, and you know, I've put it all out there for anybody to look into for themselves. But you know, my bottom line of advice here is that if you hear accusations flown around about anybody, right? Because anybody is able to say anything now, then there's just no consequence. You could just make up stories and just lie about people, and there's absolutely like, because, and everybody will just go along with it. That seems to be the world that we're living in. So people have lost their critical thinking. They don't seek out a matter to prove if it's true or not. So you have to do that. So say, is it true? And go seek it out for yourself. And I have like this little list that I put in the video saying, this is what's considered proof. This is what's considered not proof. And like not proof is like speculation and associations and opinions. But that's not proof that someone is, you know, liable for criminal activities. What is proof is something like any kind of a legal document that might be in a court somewhere, or video evidence or audio evidence, or maybe like a personal testimony from a victim. Like these are considered proof because they would hold up in a court of law. So that's what you want to be seeking out if you hear accusations about someone. And, you know, unfortunately, most of us just don't have the time. We're trying to just do our jobs, live our lives, take care of our families. We don't have 20 hours to go research and dig up somebody's past, right? So people are just going to assume that anything that anybody says is just absolutely true, and they'll just go for it. Now, Sean, I'm really glad you brought up NATO. I wanted to show something with you that is in line with this. Because I have one more screen here talking about last year, NATO put out a report talking about cognitive warfare. So just so everybody knows what cognitive warfare is, it includes activities conducted in synchronization with other instruments of power to affect attitudes and behaviors by influencing, protecting, or disrupting individual, group, or population level cognition to gain advantage or over an adversary. So what I'm trying to tell you is that this is an organized effort against the people. And you've got big governments with armies and everything else that are doing this. And in this cognitive warfare, this is a report put out by NATO last year called Mitigation and Responding to Cognitive Warfare. They cover psychological operations in Chapter 5 on the whole thing, talking about online information warfare, everything we were just mentioning. But then in Chapter 6, they go on to talk about developing neuroscience technologies for defense against cognitive warfare. And here they delineate very clearly for us the two vectors of the 5G warfare I was talking about earlier, the psyops and the physical. So they're incorporating their emerging technologies into this warfare. And a lot of it has to do with neurosciences, which is actually MK Ultra for the masses. It is mind control stuff. There's something called the Internet of Behaviors. I don't have a slide handy right now, but I believe firmly that they are using Internet of Behaviors tactics in order to influence people's behaviors. They're monitoring your behavior, and they're doing things to influence people's behavior so that they react a certain way, they'll take certain actions, or they'll be docile and they won't react when they should. So I definitely believe, based on my technical research, that that is in play right now against the people of the world.
You know, I agree wholeheartedly. And just a couple of things. You know, when they do what you just described, online information warfare, you know, one of the tactics or outcomes that they might hope for is not necessarily to even destroy somebody entirely and destroy their entire platform. It's to reduce their following and their influence. Okay, so if you're seeing stuff said about somebody and a bunch of bots and a bunch of NPCs are jumping on and saying, yeah, screw that guy, he sucks. Oh, I've always thought he was a shill, blah, blah, blah. Well, unfollow, unfollow, unfollow. And thereby that person's influence and reach gets destroyed. You already know that they're destroying people's reach on Twitter, right? I'm throttled on Twitter. I don't get to be on YouTube or Patreon or Vimeo or MailChimp or PayPal. So I think we can all see what's going on here. And I want to say one last thing. You said something really important about there are no consequences for lying anymore. People can just say evidently whatever they want without recourse. You know where we see that every single day? And it is in violation of what I think is one of the most important commandments. We see it every day. It is probably the most violated commandment. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. I think it's extremely important because a man's reputation, Victor, you can speak to this. A man's reputation sometimes is all he has. I mean, you were on your last legs, and thank God, my generous audience, they helped you out a lot. You were on the show. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but my understanding is the SGT Report audience really helped save you from the brink. And at that point, all you had left was your reputation. I think it is one of the biggest sins on earth to destroy somebody's reputation with lies. And what do we see every single day from MSNBC, CNN, The Washington Post, The New York Times? They're always savagely trying to destroy the reputation of Donald J. Trump, Alex Jones, etc. I'm telling you, man, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. I take that commandment extremely seriously. Some people out there do not.
Yeah. And just so your audience understands, those of you who are tuning in for the first time, I was living in China. I had a 10-year visa to work with the masters there as an ambassador of peace, a cultural ambassador, working with the guy who created the sculpture in Washington, D.C. for Martin Luther King, which a lot of people thought was strange. Why would a communist Chinese person be chosen to do the sculpture for a iconic black man in the United States? Well, that's the United States for you. Anyway, I have a visa to live there until 2029, but I received a message from the State Department warning me that I had 48 hours to escape, and that if I didn't escape within that time, they could not be held responsible for my safety and well-being. And so I had to leave everything behind. I was able to escape China 2 hours before the last border closed on the day that the Wuhan virus whistleblower, Dr. Li Wenliang, died. And I ended up in the former Soviet Union bordering Russia in the Caucasus Mountains next to the Black Sea. And so I left China with $250 in my pocket. And then when I got here, I started telling the truth. I was being recruited by what's called the Huai Ping Wang Army. The United Slaves of America may be familiar with them now. They're sleeper cells that were infiltrating the United States by design. And I was asked to be part of that army. And my job was to be going on every major television station from the Republic of Georgia to the Czech Republic to Germany to Holland to England to France and then back to the United States. And my job was to tell the public that it didn't come from China. Don't call it the China virus. And then I was going to be the one who was going to be the face forward for selling the personal protective equipment, the face masks, and the vaccines to the medical industry. And, you know, again, what I hope that the audience takes away from this is you've got to trust your instinct. Whether you believe in God or not, that is, God is in you. And God tells you, he gives you free will. So when I escaped China, it was in February of 2020, and most of the world didn't even know about the Wuhan virus, which broke out in September of 2019. I knew about it because I was living in China, and we were talking about it in China. But there's huge firewalls there, and I couldn't get this information out. So anyway, long story short, I'm in the Republic of Georgia. I went on live television, and I started speaking the truth. So Huai Ping Wang, who was my handler, he says, listen, you weren't supposed to say that. I said, well, it's too late. I already did. I was on live television. So then I started getting death threats, and they started sending me images of mice in glue traps, and that they were going to kill me slowly like that, or that they were going to hire an assassin to throw me off a high-rise building. And then they, I intercepted a letter that the Chinese embassy in Tbilisi was setting up cameras and microphones in my room, so I was being spied on. Now, what was really strange was, and this goes back because a lot of people think that the war is over. No, it's just beginning. And the COVID, the China virus is what it really is, was the beginning of it. So I witnessed it. And that's when I realized that the United States was part of it. They're trying to kill you. And it was a real eye-opener for me to believe that my own government is trying to kill us. And the media was involved in it too, because when I escaped, the news got out to the CBS 60 Minutes producer, and they contacted me. They were like, hey, listen, we heard you were one of the last guys to escape China. We'd like to do an interview with you. So they interviewed me for 2 hours, and it never aired. And it never aired because the things that I was saying didn't fit the script. And that's when I realized, holy cow, there's a script. And so I've been stuck here watching this whole thing and getting death threats and so on and so forth. So anyway, the point being is that I don't speak the language. I haven't been to my country in like 7 years. I've been living in China now here. And every day is like that movie with Bill Murray, Groundhog's Day. I wake up and it's like nobody speaks English. So I've learned to communicate with sign language and stuff. I don't have a cell phone. So I don't have a Google Translate or anything. I've just learned to like communicate with eyes and a smile. A smile gets you a very long way. Anyway, I was desperate because the winter was coming and I didn't want to be left homeless. I was living out on the beach. I was literally like with these vagabonds, just living a vagabond life. I've been documenting all this stuff. For those who don't believe me, you can just go to my channel, victorhugocollection.com, click on there. I've been keeping a video diary of all this stuff. So a childhood friend of mine that I knew since I was five years old contacted me. He said, hey, listen, I heard your story that you're homeless over there and you're trying to get back to the United States. I work for this guy. He's one of the richest men in the United States. He's a member of the Greater Miami Jewish Federation. He's a community leader and he's a philanthropist. He owns one of the biggest strip clubs in the world, Club 11. And he's getting ready to build some major buildings in Miami, 11 hotel residences. He says, I'm going to put you in contact with him. He'll help you. He'll buy your art and he'll get you back to the States. So anyway, this guy, his name is Michael Simpkins. He, and again, another thing that people need to start doing is they need to start naming names. You know, you can't just like, this isn't gossip or hearsay. If you see that there's a problem and there's somebody in your community that is destroying humanity, you need to call it out. So anyway, I contacted this guy and he tells me, oh, listen, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to help you out. I'm going to go to where you are. You're going to work with me. You're going to, he's putting up hotels and residences. He was going to put my art and everything over there. He was going to have me do NFTs. But here's the rub. He says, what you got to do is you got to deposit one Bitcoin into my crypto wallet. And you deposit one Bitcoin and I'll give you 10. Oh, and man. I looked at him and I was like, wait a minute. This sounds like a scam. There's Bitcoin scams.
Can I say something real quick about that?
Yeah.
YouTube is so overtly, explicitly criminal that almost every single time I go to YouTube now to try to watch a Bitcoin interview or people I admire about any particular topic, there's a spot that plays. And it might be, and it's all AI, but it might be an AI version of Michael Saylor talking about exactly what you just said. In celebration of Bitcoin, blah, 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 MicroStrategy is proud to announce, blah, blah, blah. If you send me one Bitcoin, I'll send you 10. Same thing with Ethereum. They're doing that with the Ethereum founder on YouTube. They're doing it with other famous people now on YouTube. AI generated frauds that this has been going on for months and YouTube is not stopping it. YouTube could stop that. But they're not stopping it. It's a fraud. It's a theft scheme, totally supported by YouTube.
And it's unbelievable because when I communicated with him, I said, wait a minute, you know, like I, if I had a Bitcoin, I wouldn't be asking for help, you know? So he says to me, do whatever you have to do to get me that Bitcoin. Now, here's what's weird for the audience at home. I'm staying in a place that's like that movie, the John Wick, the Hotel Continental, where mercenaries, snipers, killers, and terrorists hang out, but it's like a safe zone for those people because most people don't understand. If you're a terrorist, you're not out there terrorizing all the time. And if you're a serial killer or a sniper or a mercenary, you're not always killing. Sometimes you need a vacation, you need a break. So I'm where those people go to take a break. I'm where the terrorists vacation. So I'll be having coffee or tea with a Jesuit assassin. And I see them playing with their grandkids and stuff. You'd be surprised. These killers, they're your neighbors sometimes, you know? So anyway, It's so weird. A week after I speak to Michael Simkins and he tells me to do whatever I have to do to get him that Bitcoin so that he can get me 10 and then fly over here to get me involved in his 11 residences business, I'm approached by a guy who claims that he sells jalopies to suicide bombers because suicide bombers, they just need a car to get from point A to point B. They don't need it to drive all over the place. So apparently there's even a business for that. So he says, listen, I heard that you're a world famous artist. I know some people who work for the IMF, for like the top level of the banks, and they would like to start buying some of your artwork for millions of dollars. I was like, wow, this is amazing. God blesses me, you know? So then I'm talking to these highest level people. What people don't understand is money never sleeps. When it becomes midnight in the United States, that money has to go somewhere. So it goes to Asia. Then that money gets laundered in Asia. Then it gets laundered and it just keeps getting laundered. That's what money is. It's a Ponzi scheme. It has to keep moving. So they said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to buy your art. We're going to give you $23 million to start with. You're going to keep $3 million of that. And then in a week, you're going to send that $20 million over to this account. Then we're going to keep buying your art. We're going to increase the amount of money and you're going to be super rich. And I was like, holy cow, what are the odds of that? You know, I'm speaking to Michael Simkins and then I meet a terrorist who introduces me to one of the top banking people in the world. Okay, and now I'm going to be like a multimillionaire.
So your red flags has to be going off. I mean, any rightly thinking person would be like, I don't want anything to do with this. This is the deepest of the deep state. They're going to use me. I'll obviously be a pawn. I wonder if we should just side note this conversation and we can get back to it because you've got a lot to explain about FTX and money laundering with the demon rats and the deep states as well. Hands-on experience here, guys, from Victor. I can let you go if you want to try to just summarize that real quickly. But then I do want to play this clip from Greg Reese, and we'll just tie it together with AI. And then we'll come back.
Do that.
Just maybe in conclusion of your story, a brief conclusion, the SGT Report audience did help you out after that broadcast, right, with Hope and you?
Yeah, because you're absolutely right. And again, people, please trust your instinct. If something sounds too good to be true, and there's so many people whose lives have been ruined because they didn't trust their instinct. I trusted my instinct. I was homeless. I said, dear God, send me a miracle. And then what ended up happening is Sean contacts me because he was supposed to have Ray from BitChute on his show, and Ray canceled on him. So Sean asked me to be on the SGT report where we exposed the 5G vax and how 5G is a weapon system disguised as telecommunication infrastructure with Michael Sievert. So anyway, your audience was so generous with compassionate wealth that they donated to the VictorHugoCollection.com. They clicked on the donate button and that gave me enough money for food and shelter. And I was able to save my integrity and my reputation. So I thank you, Sean. I thank your audience. And I thank you, Hope, because you're the one who introduced Sean to me. So again, people, have faith in God. God is in you. Never give up. Never surrender. You're constantly being tested. But if you pass those tests, God will send you angels. And Sean, you have angels in your audience. Thanks to everybody.
Thank you for that.
I have to attest to that. I have to attest to that, Sean. Your audience is... it's amazing. You, the people watching this, you guys, we love you so much, Tavon and I. Just the best people, not just the donations or buying our products, but the emails that we get, the thank yous that we get from people for the information. You really have an amazing fruit because of you, Sean, and the work that you do and put forth. That's the fruit that your tree is bearing, and it's stellar.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I appreciate all the kind compliments, and I do have the kindest, most supportive audience. I really appreciate the support of the audience, and I know my guests do too. So let me just do this screen share, and we'll talk about AI and the grim future of a divided humanity, which I highlighted, right? A divided humanity. That's what they want, friends. Let's watch some of this from Greg Reese.
The corrupt U.S. government is bankrupting the economy and igniting a third world war while flooding the border with single military-aged men. The media continues to divide us along party lines with another rigged election, while Hollywood tries to goad the people into a second civil war. And while this is all happening, humanity is being slow-killed with technologies that only serve to isolate and track us. 9 years ago, hundreds of scientists were warning us of the dangers of cell phones and 5G radiation.
I'm Dr. Martin Blank from the Department of Physiology and Cellular Biophysics at Columbia University. We are scientists and engineers, and I'm here to tell you we have created something that is harming us, and it is getting out of control. The incidence of fatal brain cancer in younger people has more than tripled. We are putting cellular antennas on residential buildings and on top of hospitals where people are trying to get well. It's particularly frightening that radiation from our telecommunication and power line technology is damaging the DNA in our cells. The time to deal with the harmful biological and health effects is long overdue. We are really all part of a large biological experiment without our informed consent.
And things have only gotten worse. Millions have been murdered with a mandated mystery injection, which has debilitated even more and infected the living with nanotechnologies that are linking us with machines. An artificial intelligence grid is being built around us, and the people have never been more divided. And if we fail to unite, the future of humanity is destined to be grim. In Ronald Reagan's famous 1987 speech, he referred to an alien threat that could unite humanity.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us?
And regardless of what he was referring to 37 years ago, that alien threat is here today. It is the anti-human artificial intelligence that humanity is giving birth to.
Sentient artificial intelligence, far beyond human beings. You give it 1,000 years alone to make better and better versions of itself. Where does that go? That goes to a god.
What kind of god? So, like, I think of it this way. So the first stage of the Industrial Revolution consisted of people building machines that were stronger than the human body.
Right.
Right. So the steam-powered loom.
Sure.
The backhoe.
Combustion engine.
They replace muscles.
Right.
Right. So that's what the machine does. It becomes stronger than the human body. The second stage, which we're in the middle of, consists of creating machines that are more powerful than the human mind. That's what computing is. And I would say AI or supercomputing is just that exponentially.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it a god in the sense that the machine, however powerful it is, any more than a backhoe is a god, mm-hmm. because it can dig a trench faster than 100 men. It is still something that people created. So the story hasn't really changed. At the center of the story are people, and their creative power may lead to unintended consequences, but the machines that they build did not make the universe and did not make people. People made the machines.
Right.
So I would say the part I agree with is there's a spiritual component here for sure. People will worship AI as a god. AI, Ted Kaczynski was likely right, will get away from us. We will be controlled by the thing that we made. All those are bad. Like, that's just bad. And we need to say unequivocally, it's bad. It's bad to be controlled by machines.
Right.
Machines are helpmates. Like, we created them to help us to make our lives better, not to take orders from them. So I don't know why we're not having any of these conversations right now. We're just acting as if this is like some kind of virus, like COVID, that spreads across the world inexorably. There's nothing we can do about it. Just wait to get it. It's like, no. If we agree that the outcome is bad, and specifically it's bad for people, we should care what's good for people. That's all we should care about. Is it good for people or not? If it's bad for people, then we should strangle it in its crib right now.
Right.
And one is blow up the data centers. Like, why is that hard? If it's actually going to become what you just described, which is a threat to people, humanity, life, then we have a moral obligation to murder it immediately. And
you know what? Let me just jump in and say, I hope that Tucker didn't just create a problem for himself with the deep state. You know, the deep state is targeting President Trump, of course. And Tucker just literally said, then maybe we should just blow up the data centers. Okay, his words, not mine, guys. By the way, Ted Kaczynski was the Unabomber, and Ted Kaczynski was proven right. You know who else was right? The Amish. They opted out of all of this, and they live far better, far healthier lives than the average American.
Since it's not alive, we don't need to feel bad about that.
Well, you could say the same about the atomic bomb, right?
Yes, you could. Everybody I've ever talked to, and there's many people, are like, yeah, it's, you know, could get away from us and enslave us. Well, let's say no to slavery. How's that? Is that a tough one? Not for me.
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe a good use of nuclear weapons would be to hit the data centers. No, I'm serious. Like, why is that crazy?
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, guys, I'm coming back to you. And I didn't intend to play the whole thing, but I like Greg Reese's reports. All right, I'll
show. I've noticed that Tucker Carlson changed after his trip to Russia, and I can tell you I've changed as well. Things that people aren't talking about that they should be is something called soul currency and compassionate wealth. When I escaped China, when I was living in China, I was meeting with advisors to Xi Jinping. I was staying at five-star hotels. I was living a very grandiose existence. Now I'm quite literally surviving on the kindness of strangers. But what I've learned is about soul currency. And a typical day in the lives of these people who are village people, they grow their own food. There's non-GMOs here. There's no 5G. Unfortunately, they've started doing the whole geoengineering and the cloud seeding and all that stuff, which is troublesome. These people, they think it's steam. I'm like, okay. But when I talk to them, I can't even talk to them about what we talk about on your show, Sean. They can't grasp it. But like I said, there's something beautiful about the simplicity here, because this is a typical day. I was staying before your audience was gracious enough to bless me with compassionate wealth. I was staying with eight Georgians in a one-bedroom apartment, and four of us were sleeping in the living room, and then four were sleeping in the bedroom. And what would happen is every morning, well, not every morning, they wake up at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they would get on their cell phones and they would contact whoever it is that had food for the day. And then everybody would go over to that person's house who had food, and they would drink wine, because this is wine country. They make their own wine. They make their own moonshine. It's called chacha. And they would share in the food that they had. And everybody would laugh, and everybody would have fun, and they would dance, and they were living, and they were loving, and they were flowing. Then at around like 4 o'clock in the morning, we made our way back over there. We slept how we could, and then the same thing happened the next day. So this is more of like an existence of survival. And what I noticed was these people, they were living during the Soviet Union, and they were telling me that they used to have a lot of money. And what would happen is they had so much money that they would hide it in the walls. But when the Soviet Union collapsed, that money that was in the walls, they ended up using it to make heat, because it was worthless. So they were burning the money. And also what happened was they had to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get online for a loaf of bread that would have to last a family of four for 3 days. So, and these people also resorted to cannibalism. I learned about what's called sniper kinkali here, where they would get the snipers and they would kill the snipers. And then when they killed the snipers, they would make kinkali out of them. So this happened in the 90s. This wasn't a long time ago. I've met people who have shared these experiences with me, and they're about my age. So this is what's about to smack the United Slaves of America in the face, because they've had it so good. They don't understand that this isn't about a material world that we're living in. This is what makes us different than these machines, is our soul and our capacity to have compassion. And that's why Israel is using these AI to, now we are all Palestinians, because you could be walking down the street and a drone could just shoot you.
You know, because for me, I just literally did a video saying that we're all Palestinians now. We're all being targeted. We're all victims of this new world order.
Yeah. And the reason why, again, I found this out because of Michael Simpkins. There was a psychosis going on there. I'm going, okay, hold on a second. This guy's supposed to be a Greater Miami Jewish Federation community leader. He's a philanthropist. They call him a supermensch. I said, that's psychotic. If somebody's in need of help, you don't kick them when they're down. So I started doing my research. There's a guy that I have on my show. He's called The Last Dutchman. And the first question he asked me was, is he Jewish? And I said, well, I don't know. Simpkins, is that a Jewish name? I guess he's a Greater Miami Jewish Federation community leader. He must be. He goes, You know, did you do your research on the Talmud? Have you heard of the Kol Nidre prayer for Yom Kippur? So then I started going down the Jewish rabbit hole. And that's why I don't call them the globalists. I don't call them the Zionists. When you follow the money and you get to the bottom of the rabbit hole or the top of the banking, who pays these people? Who pays the mercenaries? Who pays these people that are trying to depopulate the planet? It's the bankers. And who are the bankers? Who's leading BlackRock? It's the Jews, people. I'm sorry, but it's the Jews. And it's the Jews who told me this stuff. There's whistleblowers within the Jewish community that are like, these are not even Jews. They're Ashkenazis.
Okay, right. You know? Said it for me. So it's a lot of this Jewish thing and, you know, the chosen people, the whole biblical prophecy thing has been hijacked by madmen to bring about Armageddon. They want to bring out biblical prophecy. Look at this red heifers thing. It's the most disgusting thing. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Well, I guess over there it's a-okay, right? Who are they sacrificing these red heifers to? Not the God of the Bible. Not the God I worship, not the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? God's sacrifice of his son prevents us from ever having to sacrifice another cow or child again. But these people love to practice in child sacrifice, okay? And I'm not just saying Jews either, by the way. By the way, let me show you somebody who happens to be Jewish, and this might bridge nicely into the story about FTX. Gensler, the lying Goldman snake, loses again. Breaking, SEC lawyers forced to resign for gross abuse of power in crypto case. Federal Judge Robert Shelby has sanctioned the SEC for gross abuse of power in handling the debt box crypto case, criticizing the agency for an abuse of power. By the way, see the snake here? Evidently, he can't eat without spilling on his tie. I cannot stand Gary Gensler, by the way, who is very chummy with Sam Bankman-Fried, over at FTX, and would not give Coinbase the time of day. He wouldn't meet with the CEO, Brian Armstrong, the CEO of Coinbase, to get regulatory clarity about what they do for a living over there. They work in crypto. They work with Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, and Gary Gensler would not return his calls. Gary Gensler would not take a meeting with Brian Armstrong. But Gary Gensler was awfully damn chummy with Sam Bankman-Fried. Gary Gensler is a snake.
So I sent you the video of Michael Simpkins bragging on the Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort show that he partnered with Sam Bankman-Fried, FTX, to create the 11 hotel residences in Miami, basically getting rid of the black people in that historic area. And they wanted to call it gentrification. But meanwhile, you have to be a multimillionaire now to move into that neighborhood. So I started, this was before the world found out about FTX. So again, this is where I was being brought into this as the money launderer using my art because they were going to buy my art and then just launder the money that way. And then of course I would have been involved in this, you know, that's why when people see Hunter Biden with his artwork, believe me, the only reason he's not under arrest is because he's a Biden. I mean, it's a total crime family. Everybody knows it. Anyway, the point being is that when I expose this, then I start getting censored because apparently if you have this hat on, and it's real easy, I recommend it. I have one of them. With this hat, you can quite literally get away with murder because if you notice the people on the Jeffrey Epstein flight log list, none of them are being investigated. And all those trolls out there that are upset at you and I and anybody else trying to get this news out there, you're upset at the wrong people. Like, how come they haven't released the Jeffrey Epstein list? And the same thing with you FBI and you CIA and you ADL that are listening to this. You got to start getting a conscience. Realize they don't care about you. This depopulation plan has 500 million people that they want to keep. Out of those 500 million, read the Talmud. I sent you a copy of the Talmud with this on it there, Sean, if you want to show it. It says every Jew will have 2,800 non-Jew slaves. So if you do the math and you think that you're immune because you're a Jew, realize these people aren't Jews. I'm living in the homeland of the Khazarian mafia. These people, this is their history. What they would do is they would invite you into their home as a friend. They would get to know you. They'd be like, oh, Sean, really? Oh, okay. You've got this. You've got that. Nice. Okay. Oh, and you have a meeting over in China next month. Okay, great. Then they would poison you. They would kill you. They would take your identity. This was years ago before they had internet and all that stuff. They would show up. They would make pretend that they were Sean from SGT. They would basically not go through with the contract, but they would get the money and then they would get out of town. So the Chinese know about the Khazarian mafia, the people who are name stealers, name changers, they call them fake Jews. The Russians know about them. It was happening all in Syria. And that's why this war in the Ukraine is happening, because that's where they want to go back. Because what's happening is they're realizing that the Middle East, Russia, and China are onto them. And if the United States doesn't wake up, they're all going to gang up on the United States. Nobody's afraid of the United States anymore, because they've got these men in dresses in the military, and that's not going to scare these Russian bears. These Russians are huge. You don't want to mess with these Russians, believe me. And yeah, so the world is waking up, and they know. So Israel's going to be gone, and they need a new place to go. So after this war, they're going to go to the Ukraine, and they're already going over there. I know people in the Ukraine who have told me there's areas that are cordoned off for the Jews, and the Jews are showing up there with suitcases full of cash to buy the bombed out areas for pennies on the dollar. And then the U.S. taxpayers are going to finance BlackRock to reconstruct it, just like they did in all these. That's the plan. That's why they did the 9/11. They get the United States, which is the military force that takes care of the bankers in London City. And that's how they do it. We're repeating history. And the reason we're doing it is because the Americans have been so dumbed down that they don't know what's going on. But I'm telling you, the rest of the world does. And this hat gives you immunity. So if you're fearful, just get one of these hats on, put it on. You don't see Jews in jail. You just don't.
Mm-hmm. It's a very small hat, by the way.
Yeah. But I mean, that's why I self-identify as a fat, black, Jewish, lesbian taco trapped in a man's body with Asperger's syndrome.
Because, well, let me just say something too, because if you think it's not scary, if cooler minds don't prevail, guys, we're in a lot of trouble, because Alan Dershowitz I don't even know where I saw this. I wish I'd have saved the clip. Alan Dershowitz just said that anybody who says anything deemed anti-Semitic should be destroyed.
Hope and I did.
Was that it? Okay, because he says, we have no sympathy. I have no sympathy for these people. Anybody who spews anti-Jew hatred. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, now, see, here's the thing. They hijack the story of the Jews, and the bankers hide behind this story. And if you ever criticize the House of Rothschild or their fiat printing presses or their death machine, you're anti-Semitic, right? So it's a way for them to do what they want without ever being criticized. And Alan Dershowitz says, and anybody who says anything they deem anti-Semitic should be absolutely destroyed or killed.
Yes, I agree, because I'm a Jew. Well,
you know,
God chose the people.
Is that the cyber headquarters for all of this technology and the bio-digital convergence is coming out of the state of Israel.
Yeah. Goy. See, the thing is, you got to understand, they hate you. If you're not a Jew, in the Talmud it says, show no mercy to the non-Jews. And for Governor Kristi Noem, who thinks she's getting a pass, no. The Talmud states that even the best of non-Jews should all be killed. That includes you, Governor Ron DeSantis, who used taxpayer dollars to fly to Israel to sign something that's unconstitutional, that makes it illegal for me to return back to the United States because I am saying these things, which would be deemed anti-Semitic, and I would be put in jail.
Let me ask you this.
You're not supposed to know.
Yeah.
No, it's like they're erasing history. That's what they do, Sean.
Oh, that's right.
They have the black guys, the black people, because John Stewart says us blacks and Jews need to get together to get whitey. But they don't mention that the Jews ran pretty much, had every aspect of the slave trade. They owned the slave ships. If you look at the auctions, it was run by the Cohens. If you go to Newport, Rhode Island, that's huge slave trade history. It was run by the Jews, and it still is. The biggest area of white slavery right now is Israel. what's going on in the Ukraine, I know because I'm surrounded by Ukrainians who are coming over here to escape that war. And what's happening is the Jews are going there and they're getting the beautiful white women because they love the white women. In the Talmud, it says that the non-Jew women are filthy. They're nida. They're all prostitutes. That means you, Hope. You're a prostitute, according to the Jews. You're filthy. You're nida. Sorry, but that's just how it is. I could say that because I've got the cap on. And if you say anything against me, I'll get Dershowitz against you because you're being anti-Semitic. See, this is the game that they play. So you need to start playing this game. And people need to stop being afraid. You know, you have to get rid of that fear. That's how they control you. They control you with fear. Oh, really? You're anti-Semitic? Put on this hat. And then you could say what I'm saying.
Let me ask you guys something. Truth. As two people who are Americans no longer living in this country, and as a guy talking to you with a platform who does live in this country and is extremely concerned about the rapid fall of our republic, you mentioned Kristi Noem. Riddle me this. Why are these people so easily bought and paid for and so willing to become absolute traitors to their people and their nation? Is it all about money? Is it about power? Is it about bribery? Is it about blackmail? Epstein-style blackmail? Because this country is falling at such a rapid pace. The national debt is just part of the problem. The Biden administration weaponizing the dollar is just part of the problem. This government refusing to ban the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine or 5G is just part of the problem. The open borders, okay, being flooded by tens and tens and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of military-aged men is just part of the problem. What would you say to an audience member of mine who's as concerned as they've ever been about the future of this republic and might be thinking about expatriating? Because I've said it before, I feel like we're in 1936, 1937 Germany. Can we save this republic? I ask both of you, patriots living offshore.
Hope, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I'm just as concerned as you are, even though I've been out of America for about 10 years now. I've been living here. But I'm just as concerned because my family is still there and I love my family and my sister and her kids. And, you know, I care about what happens to the people in that country. And to say, how can people just sell out the country that way? Is it for money? Is it for blackmail? As a Christian woman, I think that it's because they've abandoned God. And when you abandon God, you end up, you know, you're controlled by the enemy. So it feels like that they're under some kind of a spell and they'll just, it's because it isn't about money. You reach a part where you have enough money. And why do you need more money to sell out people? Where's your conscience? How do you sleep at night? You know, but I want to just say that I do have a message of hope for people that are there because God does talk about a remnant. And that's a very real thing. You know, there's a story in the Bible about how Rahab, the prostitute, since Victor called me a prostitute, okay. So.
Not me. It's in the Talmud. I don't think you're a prostitute.
I'm sold out for Jesus. That's all I have to say.
Yes, yes, yes.
But so there, the story of Rahab, because the entire city fell down, this entire city of Jericho fell down all around her, except the little place where she was with her family. So I believe that our God is strong enough to do that for people, including my family members that are still there, that there will be this bubble, this God bubble of protection around God's remnant. And there is a verse that says that 10,000 will fall at one side and 1,000 will fall at your other side, but it shall not come nigh you. So I think the most important thing for people to do is to get right with God, to have a relationship with their creator, and to really trust and lean on that relationship, because we are in a humongous war on all fronts, spiritual, physical, information, you know, but he's going to save his remnant. And that's the most important part. As far as relocating, going to a different country, I can also tell you, you know, Victor ended up where he's at because of the circumstances that he had described. You know, I came here by choice because I wanted to leave. There was a whole bunch of reasons why I wanted to leave. And I came here with a plan. And even with a plan and a little bit of money, it was still extremely difficult to relocate to another country and to get residency. I mean, it took us a very long time to do. So it's not an easy thing to do. And you have to do a lot of work and a lot of research. And you should have started 5-6 years ago. A lot of people started as soon as they opened the borders again after COVID happened and people got locked in their country and they were like, I don't want to be here anymore. And they automatically left as soon as they could. But it's not easy to do. And I just want to make sure people know that it's not just like, oh, I think I'll just go there and then, you know, like throw a dart at a map and just go there. So That's all I have to say.
Right. Victor, your turn in a second. I just wanted to ask you guys, because we're fish in a fishbowl in this country and half the population is hopelessly brainwashed. I mean that literally. They're brainwashed and they're cheering for these policies. I'm talking about the demon rats and anybody that would support Joe Biden and his administration, which is like, I think about half the population. Beyond that, when I go out at night with my wife and we go out to restaurants occasionally, they're packed. It looks like life is normal, but they're fish in a fishbowl who don't recognize what's happening to their country to a large degree. All right. I don't think most people are equipped to speak the language the three of us are speaking on this call. Okay. They don't even know what a central bank is. They don't know the Federal Reserve is private. They don't know about the House of Rothschild. They don't really understand Pizzagate, Pedogate, and child sex trafficking. They don't know 85,000 immigrant children have vanished into the human sex and slave trade. Mm. So how bad is it, Victor, from your point of view?
Well, I've lost my family and all my friends. I've learned, this is the apocalypse, by the way. The apocalypse is the awakening. It's not doomsday. It's not the end of the world. But you're finding out who your real friends are. And this is actually a good thing. For example, when I escaped China, I was warning my family. I said, hey, listen, don't take those vaccines. They're bioweapons. I told them, don't wear the masks. I told them all these things. They said I was crazy. They didn't want to have anything to do with me. They disowned me. I voted for Trump twice. I mean, it's just a shame to see how people have become divided over politics. And it's just very bizarre. So the family that I love is no longer. My father took the bioweapon disguised as a vaccine. He got a blood clot in his brain, went into a coma, stayed in that coma until his insurance expired. And then, of course, he expired too, because the hospitals are killing fields. Mm-hmm. So, and then the people that I had that said that they were going to help me, my artwork before I left to China was in a gallery at Jupiter, right? The gallery was next to Michael Jordan's restaurant. So it turns out that the gallery owner says, hey, listen, it turns out that Michael Jordan's a fan of yours. He wants to talk to you. He wants to buy your art for his restaurant. I'm like, that's fantastic because I need the money. And he says, yeah, but you got to take all your videos down that say that it's a bioweapon disguised as a vaccine and that the masks don't work. You got to take all those videos down that say that Joe Biden lost the election. And I said, I'm not going to do that. He goes, well, if you don't do that, I'm not going to introduce you to Michael Jordan. I'm like, man, come on, dude. I'm homeless over here. And he says, no, if you don't take that stuff down, I'm not going to introduce you to Michael Jordan. So these are the kind of people that we're dealing with. These people are claiming to be patriots. Meanwhile, the reason why he wanted me to take it down was because he took the bioweapon disguised as a vaccine and he had his daughter take it as well. So a lot of these people are in like a self-denial kind of a situation. And then I recently had that artwork taken from his area, a guy named William DeBilzen, who has a gallery in Florida. His name and information is at the bottom of the description of every video that I put. You can go to victorhugocollection.com and you can see where the artwork is. Now, here's the interesting part. This is why I'm a modern art concert journalist, because I end up stumbling onto the news and then I keep a diary of my world on canvas so that I end up painting the news. That's how I fell into the FTX thing with Michael Simpkins. Mr. You give me one Bitcoin, I'll give you 10. And now I've run into a situation where it turns out that William DeBilzen introduced me to PJ Schrantz. PJ Schrantz is the security guard for Donald Trump. Now, it turns out that one of the guests that I had on my show introduced me to a situation where allegedly PJ Schrantz is laundering money for General Michael Flynn, and they're somehow running some child trafficking.
I call such BS on that. Again, we're not here to cast stones and divide and conquer, because I see that. I've seen people go after that General Flynn for years and years and years and years. And meanwhile, everybody is committing massive crimes in the Biden administration and the borders are wide open and they gaslight us. And Mayorkas says the border is closed and secure. The border is closed and secure. And then he doesn't get impeached for lying.
Well, check this out. I didn't believe it at first either, but have you heard of Michelle Moore and Mike Gill?
I know Mike Gill, yeah.
So he's got the Pandora's box, and he's the one who's making these claims that General Michael Flynn is actually doing this. So just as I asked you and Hope to explain the situation with someone who was claiming that you guys were involved in some shady stuff with the wellness company.
No, I know, but I don't want to do the infighting here because it's exactly. So caustic and destructive to the ends of saving the Republic, which was my question for you. From your vantage point, can this Republic be saved, or is it too late? As somebody who's sitting offshore, what do you think? Is it possible? I don't think it's possible if they steal another election. And I'm not saying Donald Trump is a savior, but you'll notice that the demon rats, literally there's a demon rat, somebody who is, I think, running for Congress or is a congressman, who just said, death to MAGA, you lose.
Yeah.
Death to make America great again, you lose. And he wants to be a representative, or is, I guess, in this government. These people are wholly bought and paid for criminals. So how do we save the Republic when that's what we're up against?
Well, Sean, with all due respect, I respectfully disagree with you in the sense that we have to be united, first of all, and we have to be willing to go down those rabbit holes.
Well, I know we do, but I look at the totality. I look at the totality of the picture. General Flynn the FBI tried to entrap him. They wanted to put him in prison. They wanted to catch him in a lie because they couldn't get him on any real crimes. And I mean, that's just, you know, scratching the surface of some of the history. Who else have they done that to?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why I'm so...
They're constantly trying to entrap patriots because the FBI, the CIA, all these weaponized agencies have become criminal.
I'll tell you why I'm suspicious, though. And this is why, again, I always trust my instinct. I was in agreement with you at first. So I said, hey, listen, this stuff is going around with Mike Gill and Michelle Moore and all these other people. You're a shoulder tap away from General Mike Flynn. Can you get me an interview with him through PJ Schrantz? Rather than saying, okay, like you did, you graciously invited me onto your show so that we could discuss this topic, which is very important because we have to start having accountability, Sean. And we have to start asking these tough questions. And I respect you because you came on and you're saying what you got to say. Now, instead of me interviewing General Michael Flynn to let him defend himself, you know what they're doing now? Now they're extorting me too. Now they're saying,
but what?
We have
you
your art. It's got to stop. You can't just tell people, oh, listen, we don't want you talking about this. So if you're going to talk about this, then we're not going to sell your art. I mean, it's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but here's the problem I have with all of this type of infighting, right? It costs nothing to cast a stone. It costs nothing to bear false witness against thy neighbor. And that's what they do all day long. And then, okay, and I'm not criticizing you for wanting to bring Flynn on for an interview, but can you imagine? I can, because I've been in that position of having stones cast at me. Can you imagine being in the position of stones are being hurled at you, something you know is not true, and then people are saying, come on my show and defend yourself against the lies? I'm not saying that's 100% the case in his instance. I call BS on that. Oh, you're involved in child trafficking. Come on and defend yourself. When the FBI tried to entrap the man and tried to,
a big difference.
They want to put Trump in prison, Victor.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between you, Sean, and a guy who may be if Trump wins, then General Michael Flynn's going to hold a position that's very
okay,
hot.
Okay, but if charge is he's involved in child trafficking, okay, because Mike Gill says so, maybe there's truth there. Maybe Hope and I need to look into it, okay? I don't know, but let me just say this. 85,000 missing children over the border who have been trafficked. So Joe Biden is a trafficker. Mayorkas is a trafficker. This entire administration is trafficking in the souls of children. They are literally trafficking in children, Victor. Okay, we kind of come full circle here, haven't we?
There's the answer to your question, Sean. Until the United Slaves of America become united in a common cause, which should be first and foremost the children, because if your country doesn't even have the sanctity to have respect for the lives of innocent children, then how can you expect the rest of the world to have any kind of respect for you? And sometimes I feel ashamed to admit that I'm an American because I'm in a country where these people, they respect their children. You know what happened when they found out that the Khazarian mafia were doing blood sacrifices with the children? They went up to the mountains and they got the giants that live up in the mountains here. And they told them, hey, listen, they're stealing the children. And the giants came down from the mountains and they this was the first place that the Jews were expelled from. They've been expelled from 109 countries, over 1,000 times documented history. This was the first place. And then they were pushed into the Ukraine. That's why they want to go back to the Ukraine. They don't want to come back here because they know that if they come back here, they'll be pushed away as well. This is an Orthodox country that I'm in. It's interesting that God put me in an Orthodox country.
The other thing that's interesting, too, as we round out the conversation, I just want to make the distinction. Victor, you may disagree with me about this, and we talked about it on the pre-call. Zionism is something that I talk about a lot because a lot of people will just say, it's the Jews, it's all the Jews. But I want to point out to people that people like Gavin Newsom, most likely a Zionist. I know for a fact Joe Biden is because he said it proudly on record several times. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist, and I'm a proud Zionist. Zionism equals House of Rothschild. Okay, I just need people to understand that because I think it's just important to remember that you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist, and everything that humanity is toiling against and suffering under right now, I believe comes from, so we do agree on this, the House of Rothschild, the House of Rockefeller, you know, the European aristocracy and these secret societies, and Zionism. Okay, it's a belief system and it is anti-human in my view. So I'll give you each the final word, and I really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, I'm not really a Jew, by the way.
Hey, Hope, what do you make of anything that we just said? And I appreciate your time today. Maybe we should look into General Flynn. I just think there's so many bad, 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 evil, evil, bought and paid for people who are literal traitors to our country. You know, while that man was being targeted by the FBI and they wanted to put him in prison, they wanted him to lie. They wanted him to betray Trump, just like Cohen, his lawyer, did. Okay. And Flynn didn't fall for it. He didn't do it, just like Jerome Corsi. Jerome Corsi didn't fall for it. Jerome Corsi would not lie. The FBI wanted him to. He would not lie and betray Trump. And then their case vanished. Their case went away because they couldn't get him to lie and perjure himself.
So a couple things. First of all, going way back to the Greg Reese report, I just wanted to comment on that because he had mentioned in his report, artificial intelligence grid is being built around us. So just if anybody wants to know more about what Greg Reese was talking about, and Tucker Carlson too, when he was talking about blowing up the data centers, he's talking about the wireless body area network. It's part of the global information grid. It's the stuff that, you know, the last 6 months of our lives, me and my husband, we've been doing all kinds of research and we've been on your show talking about that. So I just wanted to make sure that if anybody wanted to know more about that structure that he's talking about that we're trapped in, that's what we've dedicated our lives to, trying to get the information out. So look up wireless body area network on a Google search and you will find all of the industry information to prove that it's a real thing. I totally agree with you also, Sean, as far as, like, I usually say Zionists if I'm referring to those types of people and those types of political things, and I'm very well versed. I think I saw a comment on the video that I did with Victor saying Hope seems reluctant to talk about the Jews or something, and I'm just like, well, I talk all about my views on the Zionists, and I'm very well read and well researched on that. I've learned about it back in 2016. So I definitely have an opinion on that. But I live in a Muslim country. I'm a Christian woman. And Muslims, Christians, and Jews all live here in Morocco side by side in peace and harmony. And they have for a very long time. So just want to make sure everybody knows that about where I'm at.
Well, and let me just say one thing. The reason I bring that up, the Zionism thing, is because there are millions of Orthodox Jews who speak out, march in the streets and fill stadiums against and speak out against Zionism. Okay. Yeah. So I just want to make that distinction. Not every single Jew living in Israel is a deplorable human being that wants to extinguish humanity. In my view, the problem, according to them too, is Zionism, Rothschild Zionism, Netanyahu Zionism. That's just
And when the most recent thing happened in Israel on October 7th, I saw a lot of people, Americans in the alternative media world, that were like closet Zionists that I did not realize were closet Zionists until that event happened. Yeah. Then I watched the things that they posted and which sides they took. And then I knew. Right. And the other thing I wanted to say, too, about everything that you were talking about in the book that we wrote, Forbidden Tech, there's a section in there talking about all these different personalities. So things like prove yourself, come and rebut the testimony against you, false accusations. these are actually tactics, because it is a tremendous waste of a person's time and energy who has already done all the homework, who's already, you know, showed everybody how transparent they are, and then they get, you know, false accusations thrown at them, and then they have to take time out of their busy schedule. I mean, some of us don't have much to do, but some of us are running full businesses and have families, and we don't have the time to take out and defend ourselves to every single person that might throw an accusation at us. And I spent many years in the free energy arena with people literally physically cornering me. I was a keynote speaker at a bunch of different conferences, and they would be like, prove it, prove it, prove it, prove it, prove it, prove it. It is an energy, it is a spirit, it is a tactic, and it is organized. So no, you don't have to defend yourself all the time. I chose this moment to do this show with Victor, the one that we did, just him and I, you know, going through all the proving this and proving that, as a teaching opportunity, because a lot of people are going through this right now where they're being like lambasted. And I wanted to say, this is how you can defend yourself. This is how you can keep your sanity when you're going through these attacks. I'll use it as a teaching opportunity, but 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to sit here and spend all my time defending myself for every single person that wants to accuse me of something that's not true.
Yeah. And that's exactly the point. Again, divide and conquer strategies, gaslighting, gang stalking, fifth generation warfare. I think we've done a pretty good job talking about these subjects and helping the audience understand where we sit and what we believe to be true. And, you know, I said before we hit record, Victor, I'm starting to punch up. Right. I'm starting to punch up against people like Peter Schiff, who like to malign Bitcoin every single day, every chance he gets. Meanwhile, he's been wrong for 14 years. I just want to stand on the right side of history, Victor. I know you do, too.
Well, just Peter Schiff is a Jew, by the way. And I say it because you've got to be able to name the Jew. It's Zionist is a new word. Globalist is a new word.
Well, Jew, Zionist is a Rothschild word.
Yeah. And Jew is a new word, too. So
I mean, literally Jesus, in the Balfour Declaration, the word Zionist and the Zionist cause, yeah, all there. World War One, the Balfour Declaration, the United Kingdom. All right. The royals working with the Rothschilds to, you know, reestablish the state of Israel. OK, this is all part of a plot. And so Zionism, I'm not going to let people short sell that word. It's a very, very important word. And it leads directly back to the House of Rothschild, Victor.
Yeah, and it leads directly back to those that self-identify as Jews, who are actually belonging to what Jesus said was the synagogue of Satan. So if you want to get more direct with the word, it's the synagogue of Satan. These people self-identify as Jews, okay? A lot of these people are even atheists. They don't even realize that when they say that they're God's chosen people, it's not God, it's Lucifer. They worship Lucifer. And this is not coming from me. This is coming from rabbis. I've gone down that rabbit hole. I've done the research. I grew up surrounded by Jews. When I lived in New York, I lived up the street from the Long Island Jewish Hospital. I went to Brooklyn Tech. All my best friends were Jews. It's the Jews, the real Jews, not the fake Jews, not those who are Ashkenazi or Khazarian mafia, who stand behind the Jews so that they can use Jonathan Greenblatt with the ADL. Hello, Jonathan. I know you're watching. To call people anti-Semites, when in actuality, it turns out that 97.5% of the people who claim to be Semitic in Israel, they're not even from the Palestine area. The Palestinians are the true Semites, the Jordanians, the Syrians. It's a language. It's not a race. See, the thing is, again, we have to educate ourselves, because people don't even realize this is a spiritual war we're in. And yes, I'm going to call out the Jew, because the Jew says in the Talmud that even the best of non-Jews should be killed. And that's me. So you want to kill me because I'm pointing at you? If you're a Jew and in your Talmud, where you go every week and you supposedly worship, your objective is to kill me. And I'm not cool with that. And I'm sorry if you want to call me names, because I'm not cool with you wanting to kill me because I'm a non-Jew. But I'm not going to call you a Zionist, and I'm not going to call you a globalist.
Well, I think the other thing that we need to remember, too, as we part ways, is that they want to divide and conquer us. And I'm not just saying Jews. I'm saying this system, the establishment, wants us divided and conquered. They've already stolen just about everything from us, including our purchasing power through their fiat death machines. The border's wide open, so they're stealing our birthright, right? Your birthright to be born in an American as a sovereign person in this supposed republic. They've stolen everything from us. And what's left if they divide and conquer us, Victor? I mean, that's
they
it.
Want,
no word. They divide and conquer us like these troll armies are trying to do over little nuanced subjects, as opposed to pointing the finger at the real boogeyman at the very top of the pyramid. If we're divided and conquered, that's it. Game over. We don't have a chance.
That's what they want, Sean. This is a spiritual war. Why do you think they're sacrificing these red heifers? They're trying to bring back the Antichrist.
I know.
So once they bring back the Antichrist, they can rebuild the temple. This is a spiritual war. They don't care about the United States.
It's absolute madness what's going on over there. And I, again, thou shalt have no other gods before me. I just tell you what, guys, Victor's right. It's spiritual warfare, and these people are trying to engineer Armageddon. And we just can't let them get away with it. And that's what kills me about people like Gavin Newsom and Joe Biden and, you know, all of them. They're bought and paid for.
Yeah, if it was the Hare Krishnas, if it was the Seventh-day Adventist, if it was the Buddhists, I'd be calling them out too.
I know.
So if you're a Jew, don't feel like, you know, oh my God, he's picking on me. No.
And by the way, it's the rhinos. The rhinos have sold us out too. You know, Mike Johnson, what kind of blackmail do they have on that guy? The Speaker of the House.
It's not the Scientologists, I could tell you that. Yeah, it's they're, you know, pretty kooky, but it ain't the Scientologists.
No, it's not the Scientologists that are destroying us from within. All right, well, maybe in part. Maybe they're in on it, too. There's a lot of people who have become traitors to their nation, I'll tell you that much. Victor, how do we support you?
VictorHugoCollection.com. Click on the donate button, and you know what? Prayers work. We are living in an energy source world. They're trying to control you with fear. They're trying to confuse you. Don't let them do it. It's called louche. So for those people who can't afford a compassionate wealth donation, prayers are appreciated. They've been helping me. And God bless you and your audience. Thank you so much. I'm able to do what I do, wearing the full armor of God and speaking without fear because of all of you. Thank you so much.
All right, brother. Thanks for your time today. And the wonderful Hope, a researcher and friend of mine. You guys can find these excellent products for EMF abatement over at ftwproject.com. Better yet, I'll leave the link below, easy to click on for you. Hope, tell us a little bit about the products, what you guys do every single day to help people, right? Because 5G is not going away in this country. Okay, Tom Wheeler was foaming at the mouth. Got to approve it. No safety studies. It's just too damned important. It's too damned important. There's tens of billions on the line. Oh, and Victor has some of those. I got that same thing, Victor.
It works. Victor, you put that under your pillow, don't you? Yeah. And I have like sweet dreams, man.
Everybody join the club.
Yeah. If it didn't work, I'd be using it as a hockey puck, but it works.
Yes, we make these products by hand here in Morocco. It's our little business that's grown a lot over the years. And, you know, also thanks in part to your audience, Sean. You really helped to get us started. Our products are made by hand. We mix all these natural ingredients together. They create a field of energy that helps to clean the EMF energies around you that's bad for human health. We have a whole variety of different things for your phones. These are our sleeping pods. And thanks so much for your support. And if you're using the link below the video, we like to help support people in the alternative news movement to, you know, support them and fund them and keep them putting their wonderful information out there. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, we appreciate you and your research. My best to Tavon and your lovely mother. Hope has been our guest, along with the one, the only maverick artist and gonzo journalist, Victor Hugo. Victor, thank you.
United we stand, divided we fall, everybody. Remember, never give up. Never surrender. Keep shining. Live, love, flow. Visit VictorHugoCollection.com. God bless you all.
God bless you, man. All right. And Hope, thank you, dear.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Friends, if you're still with us, thank you so much. Spread this one far and wide within your sphere of influence on social media, because I'm throttled on Twitter. I don't have much reach over there, and I'm not a lot on YouTube, Vimeo, you know the drill. Guys, thanks so much, and I'll remind you every single day for free, check us out for the real news, the antidote to corporate propaganda 24/7 at sgtreport.com. Until next time, God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
Again, please, I'd like to beg you all, look this up yourself, PMO and Demon, and what you will find is John Hopkins and Smithsonian and Nature and CNN and NBC have all now prepared. It's the exact same picture, This is everywhere, the exact same picture, and they are gearing up for this because as the veil gets lifted and we see these creatures for what they are going to start locking people up. They've emptied out the psychiatric hospitals, as you well know. They've emptied out the murderers too. Let them out on the street. They're making room for us, for those of us that can see.